Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Today, we're tracking four stories at the intersection of robotics and physical AI. The headline, robotics is hitting a wall that better visuals and bigger models alone won't climb. We'll unpack why and what actually matters for deployment.
The first big point is the sim-to-real gap. It's driven by physics, not photorealism. Sensors, contact dynamics, friction, and compliance break in simulation and bite you on the factory floor.
That means huge models or prettier renderings won't solve rollout problems. Teams need tactile sensing, system identification, and local adaptation. Models that understand dynamics and can recalibrate on device when reality drifts.
Brandon Spiewig frames the next phase for industrial AI. We've gotten good at detection, but the hard part now is execution. The system must intervene on a live line with tight latency and deterministic behavior.
Detection often runs offline or loosely coupled. Execution requires closed-loop control, real-time guarantees, and verification. That pushes you into edge compute, RTOS constraints, and strict safety audits.
Ken Mackin from Worker Robotics was blunt. Manufacturers don't buy autonomy stack demos. They buy reliability, exact task performance, and predictable uptime. No exceptions. Uptime trumps novelty in procurement conversations.
Which leads to the ugly but necessary work. Integrating into legacy tooling, defining clean mechanical and software interfaces, supporting tool changers, and provisioning on-site commissioning and retraining.
CreateMe's bonding approach for apparel is a concrete test case. Adhesive dispensing plus compliant robotics could reshape garment lines, but Campbell Myers agrees the real proof is sustained state estimation and high uptime.
Adhesive bonding brings its own constraints: precise force and temperature control, repeatable contact, and fast cure cycles. Soft, variable textiles complicate perception and demand inline QA sensors to catch defects early.
Across these stories, the cross-cutting needs are obvious. Robust state estimation, observability into system health, and predictive maintenance, so downtime is a managed variable. Well, contributors to the Javin project say new technology isn't easy, but its investments are so vital.
From a capital perspective, look for companies that publish MTBF, service economics, and clear SLAs. A paying install base and spare parts model matter far more than a flashy research demo.
For the people on the line, tooling matters. Intuitive diagnostics, simple override modes, and operator training lower the bar for adoption. Tech that increases cognitive load rarely survives in production.
Regulatory and safety work will shape timelines too. Deterministic fail-safes, human-robot interaction standards, and repeatable validation protocols are prerequisites for wide deployment.
Technically, the path forward is mixed. Keep building richer sims, but close the loop with short, targeted physical tests. Hardware in the loop and sparse real-world data will refine models much faster than scale alone.
Synthesis. The winners won't be the teams that chase bigger models or prettier demos. They'll be the ones who couple physics-aware models with reliable edge execution and operational economics, turning lab capability into predictable factory uptime.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. We'll keep tracking who actually nails state estimation, uptime, and integration in the months ahead.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.